This is Perth's 882 6PR.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
So these are the ways you can get involved. 922 11 882. You can text 19 999 677, or if you want to send us a picture and you need Sue to identify a spot or a creature or a silken looking thread, then email.
Oh, not that clever. You know the exciting thing I saw talking about silken looking threads was when I walked last week, we went for a walk in the bush just opposite State Forest at our place, yeah. And there were Christmas spiders everywhere.
What now,
and
Christmas spiders?
They were late, I think. Usually they come in November. Mm. This year. Christmas spiders are...
Do they look jewelled or do they look like
angels?
Well,
they're doing the light. They've got all these bumpy bits on them and they're orange and black and different. Have you seen a Christmas spider before? You probably would as a kid, long time ago. And it's so exciting because for me, that tells me that I've a very healthy place to live. Gosh, no, got it. Only knows what they eat. That's, I don't know, but we call them Christmas spiders. And I don't know why, because they always come out at Christmas time. They're all lumpy and they almost look like
they look a bit jewelly.
Yeah. Tell me what they eat.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Anyway,
maybe someone's
given us a ring and tells us about Christmas spiders, because I just get so excited. I get a smile on my face when I see Christmas spiders.
But that's a sign that things are healthy. The biosphere is
healthy.
For me, it is.
But they were late this year. That's interesting. And also that particular part of the bush was burnt.
Mm.
A few years ago, and they've just, and now the Christmas spiders are coming back. Whether that's a link, I don't know, or whether it was too hot last year, too dry, don't know, but it was very exciting to see them back again.
We're about to head into Tropicana territory because there's storms up north.
And I'm so excited. We've got
close to 30 and storms for the next few days.
Yeah,
so not today,
have
but
a little bit of rain.
You Sunday, know that, Monday, Tuesday.
Darren, the first job to do is get some wedding agent around.
So
the
it all gets in there.
So that the rain that, you know, potential some of those northern suburbs to get 50 mm of rain, deluge of 50 mils of rain. Now that is dangerous.
Take advantage of it.
That's dangerous because it just washes everything away if it comes too quick. Mm. But if you get 10 mils of rain, that's fantastic, because any thunderstorms, there's soluble nitrogen in thunderstorms, so it just greens up everything instantly. So that's my job today, in anticipation of rain.
You're always talking about making sure that we keep the soil wet, the soil can access
moisture,
the water.
We
don't think of it enough.
Yeah, through the week, looking at some soil that was just so bone dry, just so water repellent, you cannot achieve anything when the soil's water repellent, because there's no moisture, there's no microbes, no organic matter can break down, and you end up with a big cycle.
Now, I wonder if this conversation is going to be related to what Kathy and Kelmscott's talking about. Hey, Kathy.
Yeah, it might be. Hello, Kathy.
Oh, good morning. It's not really related, but I'm just plagued with little black ants, and when you crush them, they don't smell. But
don't they?
No, and they're in the food area and the laundry, and I've got
pets. So it's not in the garden that you're more concerned about, right, okay.
Well, I think they start off in the garden,
sure.
But I'm opposite a bushy area myself, and so we get some variety of ants every year, but this year it's the little black ants, and there's absolutely thousands of them. And
it means, because I've lived at various places where there's ants ahoy, and it just means you have to keep things scrupulously clean, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's right. They're scouting through all the bedrooms and everything, looking for food. And
yeah, and they put their scouts out. Last year we had a serious problem this year so far. Touch wood, I haven't seen them back yet. But, Kathy, when Darren said there's a link, in the garden they cause the soil to be water repellent. Where the soil tends to be water repellent, the ants tend to be. Get the soil damp and it soaks in, the ants disappear. But what you could do is get some sticky tape, put a couple of bits of sticky tape down, get the ants to stick on them, get the Ag Department, Department of Food, Agriculture and Food, DAFWA, to identify them. They often say just send them in, get the ants identified, and then they can give you the best control for them. Often it's a surface spray, something like bifenthrin, or outside, that will then control them inside. And often if you control them completely then it takes a while for them to build up again. But when they're inside, you even put one little bit of fruit juice from, you know, a drop of an apricot or something like that, and the ants are into it. So it's always difficult.
Your dog's found more. We don't have many of them at our place we've moved to now, but I dropped some onion near the bin, a little piece of onion, and I came back half an hour later covered
in ants.
So, of all things, onions like the least likely thing you reckon an ant would be attracted
hopefully
to.
Hopefully they're dead.
As it turns out, not so. They come for it. It was amazing.
So you would never think that onion's it. So, no. Kathy, the control is outside.
Yes.
If it's the Argentine ant, doesn't sound like the brown coastal ant, depending what type of ant it is, there's a few different controls you can use.
Right.
So to the ag department.
So I know it's hard to concentrate.
Identify it, but they might be able, I think they've got a My Pest Watch app, but they always said put some on a sticky piece of paper or a sticky tape, they'll identify which ant it is for you and then tell you how to control them or what you can use that's the most effective control.
I've even been putting down talcum powder over all the nests. And
we've tried that too. Well, you could try borax.
Yes.
Yeast and molasses.
Yeast?
Yeah, that works out well.
Is that a mix? Borax, yeast and molasses. Right.
Yeah, so you mix equal parts of yeast and borax together and then mix it to a syrup to molasses, and then they ferment. Borax is the base of many of those ant baits you use.
But the molasses and everything, does that attract them, does
it? Yeah, it does. It does. Can use honey even, you know, that will attract them. But just don't let it create a skin because they won't be attracted to it then. And then the yeast ferments.
Right.
Oh, great. Well, thanks
very
much.
Try that.
That's a great one to keep in mind.
But if you've got them everywhere, you might have to go to the next stage, unfortunately. Mm.
And that's, fumigating your world.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Hopefully we can avoid that. That's not something you want to do. Good luck, Kathy.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks for your call. Kathy. Let's head to East Vic Park. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
How can we help?
I checked last week about a very thick olive baby pale rose. This rose has been in the garden at church for 9 years.
Yeah.
Yep. And we've recently had a new gardener come to our church and decide he wanted to, or a new person, and he decided he wanted to take over looking after the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he didn't know anything about roses.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he would move this rose, not knowing that it was over my mother's ashes.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And, of course, it was moved just before Christmas.
Yeah, not a good time to move roses.
Yes, exactly. And it was also the day before a very extreme...
Yeah, I know that day, yes.
It was moved it on the Tuesday and the Wednesday was a stinker. Anyway, now the problem is he has been watering it every day. He's gone on holidays at the moment, but it is looking very, very sad.
So it needs some help.
Mary, the one thing, can you get down there every day? Is it possible for you to get down there every day?
Yes and no.
Yeah, okay.
I recently had a total knee replacement, so some days my knee is not as good as others.
Yeah, certainly. As much as you can, watering is the key. That's the only thing we can do. And then just some sea salt. I get the sea salt out and drench it every week with sea salt, a strong solution, 10 litres of sea salt over the foliage and around the root system every week to encourage new roots to grow. Mulch it really well, and then it just may have gone too far, or you might get some shoots back again. Just depends on what happens. So the golden rule is to never prune, never transplant anything in the middle of summer. Golden rule. End of
However,
story.
However, if that's already happened.
Yeah, if it's already happened, we just can get the water up to it and sea salt and just really just baby it. Even a little bit of shade cloth around it to protect it a bit, Mary. The damage may be done, but just a bit of shade cloth just over the top just to get it out of the sun. If it's a small plant, a branch of a tree, you know, over it just helps a little bit.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, I have the mother plant.
Yep.
It flowered beautifully just before Christmas. And now it's only just getting new buds on it, and I know it's this time of the year when you bud them.
Yeah. If you've got Fortuniana rootstock, you can bud them into that. You could ask someone, a rose grower, if they could bud some for you, and I think it might be a minimum of 10 roses. And the mother plant needs to be fairly healthy and the sap needs to be flowing. So you're right, it is budding time. You just need to find – you could go to a rose grower and ask them for a rootstock and you could bud one or get them to help you with budding one. I'm sure there would be no problem there.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine who has roses and she's found it very difficult. She has been hanging around and she's found a lot of – they originally were done at Melville's up in.
Well, Rob Melville is still trading as a nursery, but not at the same place, just around the corner.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think he's doing budding.
Okay. So
that's what I want to find out is who's doing budding.
Yeah, I was going to say, anyone who's doing some rose budding, give
us
a
know.
Ring. Yeah, definitely. You could try Dawson's, see what they can do. Try Roworth's as well. Mary.
And hopefully if there's anyone out there that is doing it at the moment, then maybe we can get them to call in and we'll connect you up to Mary. Hopefully that will sort it out. 922-11882. Good luck there, Mary. We're going to talk to Ken in Bull Creek in a tick. We'll take a break. It's 17 after 8.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for KinCare, specialists delivering in-home care for WA's elderly and people with disability.
I'm Gareth Parker from The Morning Program, where we break the big stories that the others follow.
There is lead in the water that's being delivered to the hospital.
We have lost a true friend, true vision resident, an absolutely brilliant Australian.
There will not be a rescheduling of the event for 2017.
We're setting the agenda on The Morning Program, the home of Perth's best news, interviews and analysis.
Mornings with Gareth Parker, weekdays from 8:30 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Life is short. So is the stone fruit season. So live it up. Eat a peach. And indulge a juicy WA peach. Ripen on the tree. Savour the rich tang of a real apricot, a plum, or a nectarine. This could be the best stone fruit season of your life. Why would you miss it? Luscious Western Australian stone fruit. Fresh in store now. Look for the WA sticker.
Canada and Alaska, Vietnam and Cambodia, Europe or even the Kimberley. Tick off your bucket list with Bicton Travel, Australia's most awarded travel agents and APT Diamond Agency. Receive exclusive benefits with every APT booking, including free transfers and zero credit card fees. Terms and conditions apply. Find your unforgettable with APT and Bicton Travel. Call 9339 0277 or visit bictontravel.com.au.
Willowware Australia is best known for their coolers, laundry baskets, storage containers and refuse bins. And this year, Willowware Australia celebrates 130 years in business. Let's take a trip down memory lane.
In 1887, Ralph and Richard Wilson began building metalworking machinery and tools at their home in Flemington, Victoria. Following the success of their range of printed metal kitchenware, the trademark of Willow was registered in 1924. 1936 saw a modern factory built in Alexandria, Sydney. By 1963, Willow started producing foam coolers, surfboards, wine racks and insulation for their jugs. In 1965, the company name was changed to Willowware Proprietary Limited, to be closely associated with the brand name Willow. When microwaves entered homes in the 80s, Willow produced a new plastic cooking range. Then, in 1986, home storage products were introduced with outstanding success.
Willowware Australia, a proudly Australian-owned business. Find out more at willow.com.au.
Whatever you get up to in bed, you're going to fall in love with Sleepmaker Relax Adjustable Base. Now available at Harvey Norman. Offering the ultimate in adjustable comfort, quality and support, Sleepmaker Relax is everything you've dreamed of at the simple touch of a button. With this base sleep system and the perfect Sleepmaker mattress, you'll find yourself wanting to spend a whole lot more time in bed. And why not? We should all make more time to relax. See the Sleepmaker Relax now at Harvey Norman.
From your own backyard to every corner of the globe, plan your holiday with the best. Bicton Travel, Australia's most awarded travel agency. With a team of expert travel consultants and accredited cruise specialists, we promise we will make a world of difference to your next holiday. Start your journey now at bictontravel.com.au or listen in to Travel Talk every Tuesday afternoon right here on Perth's 882 6PR. Bicton Travel, we make a world of difference.
Talking Gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
21 past 8 and lines are open, 922 11 882. If you want to talk gardening, you can also send us a sneaky text on 19 999 677 to Ken in Bull Creek. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hello. What I'm ringing about, some weeks ago I planted some plants called Penstemon.
Yes. Yeah.
And they've grown very well. They're about 40 centimetres tall, but they've shown no sign whatsoever of any flowers.
Are yours? Well, I call them Penstemons, Ken, so it's the same one. Now, there's two. Did you buy them as potted individual pots, or did you buy them as the seedling ones?
I bought them as seedlings.
Yeah, they've got a fairly broad leaf.
Yes.
Well, as far as the other varieties go, Penstemons are fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. But their main flowering time, if you've bought them as seedlings, did you say 2 months ago, 8 weeks ago?
Several weeks ago. Yeah.
So if it's about 8 weeks, you're probably looking about 12 weeks for them to flower. As we get into end of February, autumn flowering will be just fantastic, and they'll keep flowering right up until the end of May for you. So they'll get up, then you have to chop them back, and then they'll shoot away again. They just need to get some maturity to flower.
Yes, they look pretty good, you know, but there's no sign of any buds.
Well, what you can do, a couple of things, is buds will come up those stems. You've got two choices. If they're getting too big and quite tall, you can just cut the top off, and then wherever there's a leaf, they'll branch out. Or you can wait until that first lot of flowering, cut those off, and then they create these beautiful tubular flowers. Their colours are just fantastic. You'll love them. You'll love them once you get them to flower. You'll get so excited that you'll say, everyone will need to plant these because they're so gorgeous. What tends to happen is if you feed them so well, they tend to flop a bit if they're looking so good. So you can just give them a bit of a trim and let them branch out again. So you've got two choices. You can delay the flowering a little bit, or the first flowering a little bit, by letting them branch out and making thicker, stronger plants, or you wait till that particular branch flowers, quickly chop it off and let it start shoot.
There's still hope.
Oh, definitely. You need to send me a photo to weekendwakeup at 6 PM when you see the first sign of flowers. So I'm betting 4 weeks.
Good. Thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
There you go. A little patience, Ken, goes a long way, apparently. Steve in Quinns Rocks, hello.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Many years ago, when a lot of houses had internal fires, my old grandfather buried the charcoal from the fire in the garden.
Yeah.
Is it a good thing? Because we just bought a pizza oven, a wood-fired one.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, so it's okay to put the charcoal...
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go for it.
Go for it. It's not going to hurt anything. What people tended to say, don't put ash in because it tends to make the soil water repellent, and it does because there's so much carbon there and there's so much organic matter. So if you plunk it in one spot, the ash from the fire, spread it around. It's a very slow-release form of potassium.
Now, is it on top or is it dig it in?
But charcoal even, it doesn't matter. It really, really bury it in for the amount that by the time you get around, the amount, it's just going to take ages. It's just adding carbon to the soil, and it's not going to cause any problem at all.
Great.
Yeah. So that means that fixes that. Yeah. Exactly. Great. Go for it. Enjoy. Okay, jealous. I want a pizza oven.
I know.
I've got these dreams of making one, but it's been there for a while.
How often are you cranking up the pizza oven, Steve?
Oh, mate, we actually bought it for my daughter's 18th birthday with all the girlfriends coming around, which is a great event.
Yeah.
Teenagers, they can eat, you know, they're like VA cars. They just cannot go past the service station, and that's the fridge. They're unbelievable, but, it's superb. You just light it up. I haven't started cooking roasts in it yet, but pizzas, I'm getting there. And
slow roast, yeah, I mean.
That's the next phase.
They're just fantastic.
I'll watch a few cooking shows.
Did you make it, Steve, or did you buy it as one unit?
Actually, I bought this one as one unit, but the dream is, when the time comes, we will get one of those kit ones that you build up.
Yeah.
But that's for another day.
I know that feeling. It is a dream for me too.
All right,
so
guys,
you and I, between us, we can get it happening. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Happy cooking, Steve. Thanks for your call. Let's head to Susan out Port Kennedy Way. G'day, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
What's wrong with your roses?
Good day, Darren. Pardon?
What's wrong with your roses?
Oh, my roses. Oh, they're really, really dreadful at the moment. The blooms are small. The foliage is light green. It's not dark. they've got an orangey tinge to their leaves, and I've got, like, over some of them a silver residue. And last year I was bragging. The whole street was in envy of my roses. This year I'm absolutely embarrassed.
Oh, that's because you're bragging too much.
Hubris.
Probably was.
It's karma.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, no. Oh, I say
I'm
that.
I'm just despairing, Sue.
Be careful what you brag about, I say, or what you.
I won't be doing it.
No, but the indicator for me that you've said, you've got a couple of things there, that silver residue, small yellow leaves. If you shake the foliage, does it just drop off?
Yeah.
So that's an indicator. Roses not blooming at this time of the year is not the end of the world. So it depends. We had such a brilliant spring. The roses were flying crazy. Then we've had a few really hot days. Not too bad, but really hot days. And so it just knocks them back. Add to that problem that silver residue and the leaves dropping off is the other one that I need to have a look at is underneath the leaf to make sure you haven't got rust. I think you've got spider mite on them, and that causes this silvery residue as well as yellow leaves dropping, and that's easy to control. Spider mite is one of those, and for the future it might be worth looking at using predatory mites. They don't survive in the garden at this time of the year because it's too hot, but you can release mites in spring and they eat the bad mites. So you can buy mites in the post. They eat the bad mites. Yeah, you can. Predatory mites. We'll talk about.
Okay.
And they come on bean leaves, and you staple them to the rose leaves, and then because there's a food source there, they'll just control it, and it works really effectively. Try to put them on the garden at this time of the year, and they just get blown away. It's too hot, and they don't survive. So what we need to use at the moment is mites can be controlled with air movement, which you would have in Port Kennedy. So you don't have to worry about that. So the next thing that we need to use is dusting sulfur or wettable sulfur. Now, wettable sulfur is really tricky when it's really hot. And so we have to then move on to dusting sulfur. Dusting sulfur, getting it to stick onto because the things we used to use in the old days for mites were really toxic. So now the things that are better is so we have to then get dusting sulfur to reduce the population. And mite will survive, will breed every 10 days. That's why they grow so prolifically. So what you find is you saw a little bit of silvering, then suddenly you've got a lot. We need to then look at dusting sulfur. You can use white oil in temperatures under 30 degrees. And if we've got, and with the rain, I'd be actually pretty tempted to take a chance and put some white oil on if we've got temperatures under 30 degrees forecast after today, of course. And we've got the rain that's going to wash them off anyway. But what happens is that the white oil suffocates the insect. And so that it's not toxic at all. Now, there are, if all of that fails, we do have to be very careful when it's hot because of the white oil. So you use either pest oil or white oil where it's registered for mites, because you know it's refined enough. Don't make your own, because the molecules are refined enough not to act like a magnifying glass and burn the leaves. That's why you need to get really refined, good quality white oil if you ever want to risk using it for mites. So then with the rain and it washes it off, that's a really good thing, because you're reducing to reduce the population. The other thing we need to do is really build up the resistance to those roses. So lots of sea salt, lots of organic matter, really make them strong and healthy. Sulfate of potash, strong and healthy, and get them going. And then a light trim back. So when I say they breed every 10 days, we need to control it now, and we need to do something in 10 days' time. So keep an eye on the weather. It might be dusting sulfur you'll put on in 10 days' time. Then the next choice after 10 days after that might be Maverick, which is registered for it. Or if it's cool enough, you can then use wettable sulfur.
Oh, that's awesome, Sue. Thank you so much. And at least I have a solution.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world, so don't worry.
All right, that's wonderful. Thank you. You've been so helpful.
You're welcome.
Cheers,
care.
Susan. Thanks for your call. Quick one off the text, 19999677. Mike wants to know, Sue, my plane tree has leaf curl. It's 7 metres tall. How can I fix it?
Well, actually, I would say that the plane tree's got leaf curl from mildew.
Right.
Often they get mildew. And that's one of those things which is interesting because it's been...
Given the weather.
Yeah, given the weather. Depends where Mike lives as well. But there's not a lot you can do 7 metres high to fix fungal problem. But if you can get a leaf, get a photo for me and I can identify and have a look, see what's actually causing it, mm-hmm. then we might be able to look at it.
There you go, Mike. And send that through to Weekend Wake Up yep. at 6pr.com.au. Sarah in Rolly Stone will chat to you next, 29 to 9.
If you have a pool or spa at your place, keep your radio locked on to 882 6PR this weekend. With thanks to Poolworks for healthy pool people, you could win one of 10 $200 vouchers to spend in-store at any one of Poolworks' 14 stores in WA. Just listen out for the cue to call this weekend, be the 8th eligible caller, and you'll pick up a $200 voucher from Poolworks for healthy pool people. Book a Poolworks service online. Win this weekend on 6PR.
Kayleigh Harris here. 50 Up Club's latest life insurance offer is coming to a close, so now's the time to get a quote. Thousands of over 50s have got 50 Up life insurance quotes and the latest offer has seen a huge response. For the first time ever, you get a massive 25% discount on your first year of 50 Up life insurance, and after that, you still get a 20% discount for the life of your cover. Hurry, get an obligation-free quote at 50upclub.com.au. 50 Up Life Insurance Cover is issued by Australian-owned, award-winning Noble Oak Life Limited and subject to underwriting processes. Any general advice provided by Noble Oak does not take into account your individual objectives, financial situation or needs. To ensure this cover is right for you, please read the PDS at 50upclub.com.au.
It's time to take off that suit and take off your tie. Take off those heels. Take off the jewellery. Take off Friday. Take off Monday, because right now at your Jeep dealership, we're taking off 5K. That's right, you can get a 5K factory bonus on a selected range of Jeep Cherokee and Jeep Grand Cherokee models, so you can get in and take off. And of course, don't hold back.
Terms, conditions and exclusions apply. Not redeemable for cash. See jeep.com.au for details.
WA Bathrooms knows that when you're planning a bathroom renovation, you need a company with the experience, expertise and passion to get the result you want. With a design team made up of WA's best, an impressive portfolio with over two decades worth of renovations and countless happy customers, WA Bathrooms is that company. To check out their stunning past work and see how WA Bathrooms can transform your bathroom,
WA Bathrooms.
Visit wabathrooms.com.au.
When it heats up the Savo and you're trying to relax at home in the heat, call Weather Wizard and Dakin. They'll keep you cool and comfortable. Phone 9303 4000.
There's a lot that we've seen at 100 and more, like a nation that's grown around one little store. We were there when Kingsford Smith took to the skies, when Farlap's big heart brought home the prize. We remember our Don swatting cherries like bugs, when Kazali was up there, when Proven gave hugs. In the bridge and the house there's our blood, sweat and tears, and we cheered when the PM called for the beers. We're the bronze on the beach, we're the red in the sand, we're the black stuff on toast that makes you a man. We're tour, we're surfing, the Aussie salute. We're bruiser and blue in the back of the ute. We're almost 200 stores across this great land, and 2,500 folks who lend us a hand. We're all this and more in a store everyone knows. We're 100% Aussie at Lowe's.
Till 9, we're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
25 to 9, we are talking gardening, 9221882. If you want to join in, Sarah in Rolly Stone. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Sue. I have probably a very easy question. I've got four Ascletia Nicolai, the really tall ones.
Yep.
They're about 7 foot tall.
Yep.
I've had them about 5 years and haven't flowered. I was wondering, firstly, is that normal or is there anything I can do to make them flower?
No, that's pretty normal. 7 foot tall, you'd probably be looking a little bit taller even or mature, and often it's between 7 to 12 years to get them to flower. It's
wow,
a long time, really long time. The flowers are just gorgeous, black and gold, you know, like a creamy colour. They're spectacular when they flower, but It's maturity. So if they were planted as seedling ones and weren't planted as a shoot from a main plant, they will be a long time, up to 12 years. Yeah. Is that okay? Wow. Can you wait that long?
Well, I'm going to have to, I think.
Yeah, don't plan to move until they've flowered. Sorry, no, going to take your strelitzias with you if you do.
they'll definitely be coming with us. Is there any food or any fertiliser that you'd recommend for strelitzias?
Strelitzia
are very healthy.
Yeah, if they're really healthy, it's only just complete blood and bone with potassium to help improve the soil, making sure that there's not a lot of root competition. If you've got lots of trees around, that helps them, make sure the water's soaking in. Because as much as they are really tough, if they start to show water stress, they cope with not very much water. But if they start to show water stress, then you get some older leaves that get marked and damaged. So if you want to keep them looking healthy, it's just like you're maintaining any other plant, but they don't need a lot of care. Strelitzia nicolai, for the people who may not be familiar with it, it's a black flowering one, so it's a tall one.
Otherwise known as bird of paradise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right. And they are quite
one of my few contributions to the course.
I am impressed, Aaron. You're doing well. You're learning. Well, you're doing well. You've got good background knowledge that comes up some days.
That's one of the ones that my mum and my uncles have been growing for years, and they do look stunning.
Yeah, they are gorgeous. Enjoy.
There you go, Sarah. Hopefully that's some help for you there.
It is, yes. Thank you very much.
I didn't know that they took so long to flower, though. That's one thing I didn't know.
And that's what happens. A lot of people look at a plant in a pot and go, it's only tiny, and it might be a strelitzia, and you think, oh, I'm not paying that for, you know, that much for that plant. And it's because it's taken as long to grow as any other plant. But they then take on top of that 12 years to flower because they've grown from seed. And so the mature ones, if you take a bit off someone's who doesn't want it, or if some of a plant that's already mature, they'll just keep flowering. They won't even miss a beat because
so
it's
that's
the same
trick.
Genetics.
Right.
Yep.
Aha. Good to know.
But it's hard work digging a bit out.
Yeah. Well, that's something I've never tried, so there you go. All right, let's head to Wembley Downs. And Linda, hello.
Oh, good morning, Sue and Darren. I've got two ficus trees that I've got in pots, and I've had them for 20 to 25 years, just gone along fine. But all of a sudden, I've noticed that the bark is splitting and peeling away a bit, and also I've seen a little bit of clear sap.
Yeah. Now, have they been in the sun at any time?
They get the morning sun against them.
Mm-hmm. What side is the peeling and the cracking?
That side or the south side a little.
Yeah. If it's with bark, the clear sap is what ficus do. So, you know, sometimes if they've been damaged or something, it's ficus have a milky sap when you cut them. But if you've got a little bit of damage, or if there's borers or anything, suddenly you get this gum or this clear sap that's coming out. So what that's telling us is that the sap is flowing in the tree, and there's just a way that it's coming out. So it's a damaged, like a scar that it's coming from. The reason I ask is what side of the plant is peeling and cracking, the bark's peeling and cracking, is that we probably need to just determine what's caused that. Sometimes if it's a really hot sunny day and it's burnt one side of the plant, that bark, because I've got a very little fine or thin bark. So if it's really, really hot and it's burnt that part of the plant, then that dies, the rest of the plant comes around, and then as the plant grows, it just opens up and cracks there, because that part of the cells aren't multiplying on that part of the bark of the plant. It's died. What we will then find is that if you can cut all that out, you can get some mancozeb plus fungicide and then just clear that up. If it's a little bit damp, it stops it, and then eventually the bark will just close up around it and won't be a problem. If you think that there's slaters in there and it's soft and mushy, that's when we've got serious damage. But I suspect if the rest of the plant's healthy, it's just a little setback that's happened, and it's like a scar, or it's been damaged or bruised on that side. That bark has been like superficially, for want of a better word, but, you know, not very deep, and it's then, and it then will replace itself. So it's almost a keeping an eye on it.
Okay. Are they not? I thought that ficus were really tough, and I could grow them out in full sun.
You can if the conditions, if they're in pots and they are water stressed at the time, they've moved from shade to sun straight away. It's a bit like us not getting used to it. That's when the damage could be done. So if it's dehydrated, a hot day, and it's just moved from shade to sun, that can cause a problem. Otherwise, yes, they can grow out in the full sun. If they get their root system down out in the full sun and they've got as much root system as possible, totally. Are they in pots, Linda?
They are in pots and they do need repotting.
And I reckon, have you got... Well, the other thing that I'll do if you're talking about repotting, seriously get the wedding agent onto them, seriously. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then what you can do is dig the squares out and put some fresh soil in those areas. Mm. So that's
I've got much bigger pots.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's time.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. One other quick question. Can we grow silver birch here?
Some places, yes, and I've seen some seriously good silver birches, but not many. They are a tree that copes really well until we get two or three really hot days, and then they just collapse. So if it's a fairly coolish spot, cool root zone, I've seen some beautiful silver birches that are down south. Depends where your garden is as far as what where it faces, what the soil's like. The other issue in the hills that I have is that I had some beautiful weeping silver birches and the white ants went just straight up the middle of them and pushed them over. So even where I had in the hills a beautiful mild climate, the when I say mild climate, it was way hotter on the weekend, but, you know, really good soil, it still knocked them around. So there are some really good examples in cool gardens, cool root zone, and protected from sea breezes and easterly winds. You might be okay. Yep.
Okay. It's a lot of ifs, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot of ifs. Look at a crepe myrtle or something that's got just beautiful bark as well, beautiful but in a different way. I love silver birches. Where we were over Christmas, the silver birches were growing naturally, and they're just incredible, and we've just got no hope here.
Did you know they collect pollution, apparently?
So do London Plains. Actually, lots of deciduous trees do. Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah. You'll be able to use many deciduous trees for the similar thing. Check out Fleming's Nursery tree book, or check out their nursery website. They have great descriptions of what you can use for that situation in urban areas. So Fleming's Nurseries, they have really good descriptions of deciduous trees.
Great. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, Linda.
Thanks for your call. Bye. Hey, Roo. Off the text, 19999677. Hi there. I recently returned from holidays and found my Pedosporum hedge is infested with Pedosporum bugs. The hedges are only 2 years old. What's the best treatment for this? Thanks, Joe.
Go back on holidays for another 4 weeks, come back, and they'll be gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Just leave them
truly,
go.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot. Yes, we can use pyrethrum. We can use, but they're all contact short-term spray.
Pittosporum, is it?
Pittosporum. It depends what school you went to. I truly don't care which way you say it. Some people do, but I don't. You'll find that, Joe, the Pittosporum is just one of those plants that gets affected often.
Right.
And if you grow them hard, small leaves, almost really hard leathery foliage doesn't tend to be as much of a problem. Windy areas doesn't tend to be much of a problem. But they are one of the things that you just say, live with it every year.
All right. Let's head off to Joe and Les Murdy after the break, 8:45.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for KingCare, specialists delivering in-home care for WA's elderly and people with disability.
Hi, it's Simon Beaumont. The Queen of Clean, Shannon Lush, is back on afternoons on Monday. Whatever your cleaning problem...
How do you remove dog whiz from tiles?
The grandkids have drawn a lovely picture on a white polyester tablecloth with lead pencil.
I've had a mat on the floor. It's a tiled floor, and the rubber backing of the mat come off and stuck on the tile.
Shannon Lush has the solutions.
Sprinkle it with salt and rub it with a damp, firm broom.
The Queen of Clean, this Monday from 12:30.
You'll hear great things on afternoons with Simon Beaumont on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It's a Happy New Year caravan sale, and it's your chance to pick up a New Age caravan right now at a sensational bargain price. Check out the luxury and comfort of New Age caravans, like the Oz Classic or the Big Red family-sized caravan, or slide into a glider pop-top, or the range of Manta Rays to suit your family's budget. The Happy New Year caravan sale is on right now, but stocks are limited, so hurry. Get a New Age for the new year and enjoy a new age of living. Check out newagecaravans.com.au for your nearest dealer.
We can fit Stain and deliver.
4-day sale now on, this Friday to Monday only. Up to 50% off. Hurry to your nearest showroom today or visit doorsplus.com.au.
Doors Plus, no fuss.
Liven up your day with peaches, nectarines, apricots and plums. The premium fruit you can afford every day. Choose them for health. Choose them for nutrition. But most of all, choose them for sheer enjoyment. Ideal in lunchboxes to tempt fussy eaters. Choose WA grown to be sure your fruit is picked at peak flavour and fresh to you. Luscious WA stone fruit, fresh in store. Now, look for the WA sticker.
Hi, Sue McDougall here. Join me on the Celebrity Millennium as we embark on the 6PR Garden Cruise and Tour of Japan later this year. It's our first ever 19-day cruise exploring Japan's world-famous traditional gardens and visiting spectacular destinations like Tokyo, Kyoto, Nagasaki and more. Don't miss the boat. We're leaving in September.
Call 1-800-033-436 or visit travelright.com.au.
The Jaguar Unleashed event is now on. There's never been a better time to own a Jaguar, with exceptional offers on a selected range of models. It's time to ignite your sports car senses. Only while stocks last. Search Jaguar Unleashed for details.
You may not be able to be there for your elderly loved ones in the family, but Care Alert can. One push on the emergency pendant and the Care Alert can notify up to five people of an emergency at home. You can even include 000. Care Alert would like to wish you all the best for the start of the new year, so they have a special deal on right now. For all orders received this month, they will throw in an extra 2 years warranty worth $50 free. Go to carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
We are talking gardening. And we're talking a jade plant, I believe, Sue. Val in 2J, hello.
Hello, Val.
Oh, hi, Sue. Look, the reason I'm ringing, I've got a succulent garden. I have probably six, maybe eight jade plants, or yep, that's what I call them. And I've had them in for about maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, the biggest one flowered.
Yes.
I've never seen it flower before, and it's the only one, and it's never flowered.
and they take years and years to flower, many years. If you take cuttings off that one at the right time, it will flower as a young plant. But so you've flowered now. They take, some people say it takes 30 years to flower, and that's why they say they're classified as good luck plant. It's good luck. Did you have really good luck when they flowered that year? Did you have good luck? Yeah, good luck.
I can't remember. It's two years ago.
Obviously,
I didn't win the lottery.
Wasn't that significant then, was it?
You should have bought a ticket when they flowered.
That was the problem.
I've seen jade plants in people's gardens for many years. It's the first time I've ever seen it. It was absolutely beautiful. The whole plant was covered
in
little pink flowers.
They're very special, aren't they? So, so depending on where the other jade plants came from, so if that was the mother plant of those jade plants, if that makes sense,
it was,
event, they will flower earlier than if they were grown from a immature plant.
Oh,
so
right,
it's just a long-term thing. So, yeah. So next time it flowers, zip out and buy a lottery ticket and think it's your lucky year. Enjoy.
Okay, I just wondered how many more years I had to wait for it to
if I told you the truth, you'd go, oh, so I'll just say not long.
Okay. In the scheme of things, not long.
Yeah.
Thanks very
Pleasure.
Much.
Cheers,
Thank
Val.
You. Now, bye.
We're here until, of course, we go like property talking from 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we do.
And then from 10, Sunday brunch is Peter Newman. Yeah. So, no, property talk after 9. And feel
sport.
Free. Yeah, sport on a Saturday, 92211882 if you want to join us. Now, we got an email.
Email talking about some parasite figs. So, they're seedling figs that are growing within a phoenix palm. What we find that is a problem getting rid of them because that's by their nature. They send out their roots.
That's what they do. They sneak onto other things.
Yeah, and see, it's been chopped out. You can gouge it out, really gouge it out. If you put Roundup on that, don't touch the palm, but it won't affect the palm. So you can just round up chop it off, put a little bit of Roundup on the plant, and then eventually it'll be the death of the plant eventually, so that then you can pull it out.
How does that sound, Phil in Quinana?
Hello, Phil.
Good morning. A very senior, lovely gardener is tearing a hair out over that mandarin.
Oh, is she?
Oh, this is another email.
Yeah,
we've
got an email.
Right.
Yeah, another email that we've got, which is I just had a look at the photo. It either looks like it's been wind damaged or it's been bleached from sun, Phil. I know the photo looks like there's a bit of glare on it, so it looks a bit hard to see. But I actually don't think it's anything that she has to worry about except it's environmental. Get her to have a look at it and see if it's all on one side of the plant.
It's on both sides.
Yeah. Does it look like, is it superficial if you cut into it?
No, it's not. It is superficial.
Yeah.
You know, they're okay.
Yeah. I think it's either wind or sun that's caused that. There's no mites. You can't see any mite damage in there. There's nothing.
Couldn't see any.
Yeah, I think it would have happened because everything was so lush, and then we just had that one really hot day. Sometimes mites can cause a problem on the skin, but if you can't see any, I wouldn't be – tell her not to worry. Tell her that's just one of the
things. I will. She's a wonderful green thumb, and she looks after a community sharing thing. She's just a glorious lady.
Oh, well, she deserves as much information and help as she can get.
Okay, thank you, Sue.
Good to talk to you, Phil. Bye-bye.
Great to have you aboard. I've got a question off the text as well here from Mike saying, can you please advise of a good fertiliser for strawberries in pots?
Lots of good liquid fertilisers that you can use. So every couple of weeks, a liquid fertiliser for flowering and fruiting plants. So that could be an organic-based one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes strong organic-based ones are not ideal if you're living in an apartment or you've got a dog in an enclosed area and you've got a dog that eats, you know, organic.
Right, is that going to just encourage them?
Encourage them to dig into the soil. So one of the other things is to use a granulated control-release fertiliser. So for fruit trees or fruiting plants, so mm-hmm. you do a quick release. When I say quick release, 3 to 4 month release.
That's a quick release, is it?
That's what we call a quick, slow release. How does that make sense?
I'm following.
Quick, medium, or long. So,
how long does a long release take?
You can actually get 9 month release or 12 month release fertilizer.
Okay.
So for tree planting, it's 9 months or 12 month release fertilizer. Controlled release around the top of the soil and scratch it into the soil surface. So it depends on the situation. We can all be, say, organic based, but the smell might not be ideal. You know, if you're in an apartment, you're in a balcony, you might not be able to have that luxury. I know people have got balconies and they've got dogs and they eat all the soil out of there because it's something that's really nice. Just use controlled release fertilizer.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go, Mike. So something helpful, hopefully, there for you. We'll find out about our caller of the day before we wrap things up. So we'll come back and do that in just a tick, heading up on 9 o'clock now.
Book a Ticketmaster for the return of the legendary UK group The Hollies. Crown Theatre, Perth, Wednesday, February 8th. Presented in association with 882 6PR.
What time is it? According to my watch, it's 7:30 sausage and egg McMuffin. Oh, don't thank me. Thank McDonald's all day breakfast. Select products available at participating restaurants.
1.1 million young Australians live in poverty. What will their new year at school be like? They won't have a proper school uniform and shoes like the other kids, or a new bag and pencil case filled with new supplies. The Smith family asks, as you drop your kids off at school, please think about the thousands of Australian children who will go without this year. Please sponsor a child today and give them the support and essentials they need for school. Visit thesmithfamily.com.au.
Harvey Norman Great Aussie Sale. Fair dinkum deals until Monday only. Plus, 5 years interest-free store-wide. No deposit, no interest with monthly payments until January 2022. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $1,500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusion apply. See website for details. Best brands, best range, best deals. Shop with confidence in-store or online. Ripper deals and 5 years interest-free store-wide until Monday only. Harvey Norman Great Aussie Sale. Don't miss out.
If you downloaded radio app, you'd never miss a beat. Get breaking news that's rocked the world or gossip from the street. 250 Aussie stations gathered on your phone. Hear all your faves in one place. Now that's a milestone. If you downloaded radio app, you'd recognise each song because it's written right there on your screen, so you'll never get it wrong. So go on, pull your finger out and do it right away. Find it at the App Store or search at Google Play. Radio app, your radio, wherever you are.
Do you know that Bethany can help you live well at home? For people over the age of 55, Bethany is ready to support you with home nursing and personal care services today. Bethany's respite and domestic assistance help make life a little bit easier, and our social centres across the Perth metro area help seniors connect with the community, share interests and catch up with friends. Get to know Bethany. Visit us at bethany.com.au or call 131 151.
Today is set to be another scorcher. So stay fresh and cool in your place with Daikin and Supercool. See supercool.com.au.
Good morning. Don't let frequent heartburn keep you awake at night. Put it to bed with Nexium 24 Hour. Just one tablet a day for 24-hour protection to target zero heartburn. Nexium 24 Hour gives you clinically proven relief from frequent heartburn, allowing you to get a better night's sleep. New Nexium 24 Hour, once daily dosing, only available in pharmacies. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Your pharmacist's advice is required.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
We're heading up on 2 to 9. We are talking property with Harvey Deegan and co, Rob Drilt and co coming in. So if you want to talk renting, real estate, whatever the case may be, 922 11 882. We do have some prize action to sort out, though, Sue.
We certainly do. Now, a copy of the new Rolling Stones album, Blue and Lonesome. Obviously, nobody knows how many Rolling Stones albums have been released. Good Maybe point. We'll find that out for tomorrow. It's available in-store and for download now. Now, the winner goes to Darren.
Doreen from Redcliffe. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, congratulations,
she was in. Doreen. She was talking about Rafael Nadal, but she was also talking about OCD, which sort of started us talking about pegs.
Yeah. Which also started me talking about I'm OCD about, you know, only buy. Does this count as OCD? You know, people talking about colours. I'll only allow made in Australia pegs on my line.
Oh. Yeah. No, I don't know. I think
that
so.
Classifies that's as part there. Of, that's nearly as bad,
it's getting
it?
Into the territory.
Yeah, yeah.
And I misread, we got a text earlier and I misread one of the, it's I'm one past the two pegs same colour. From Robert and Freo, all my pegs are the same colour, he says.
Clever
how
man.
How do you even get all pegs the same colour?
How many containers do you have to buy for all pegs the same colour? I'm going to the supermarket, I'm going to check it out.
See if you
see
can get them, because otherwise he's buying them and sorting them throwing out all the odd colours. Because that's taking it to a crazy extreme, I would have thought.
Yeah, I would say the same. But I would say the same. So keep cool today. Add the wedding agent onto the garden in anticipation for rain tomorrow. And hopefully when we're back tomorrow, Darren will be saying it's raining. It's, you know, gorgeous stormy rain will make a big difference to our gardens.
We'll be coming in here like dogs with their tongues hanging out going, oh, it's quite humid at the moment.
No, I never whinge about the heat or the humidity because that allows me to whinge about the cold.
Right.
Have a good day.
Fair enough. Thank you. We're talking property after the news. Have yourself a great Saturday.